It's Real Radio 104.1. I appreciate you being here. It's...
What's wrong, man?
I'm not sure if I want to take care of getting rid of myself or I don't know what to do.
You suicidal?
I'm in the back of my truck in the woods. I've got my beer back here. I've got my Xanax and I got my Ambien. And I'm not sure what I want to do. I just wanted to talk to somebody before I just needed to talk to somebody.
I told my phone screener to call someone from the suicide hotline.
Natasha, yeah, can you help? Can you help?
What we can do is we can help think of options.
The little information that he gave us, that we gave to authorities, we were able to go and track. It just scares the living daylights out of me to know that last night, not even just a listener of mine, a human being could have ended his life because of a personal situation, a personal issue that he was having. It still hasn't really sunken in, I guess. It was so far back in the woods when we found him and really kind of just, you know, outside of himself that even one of the officers said that we would have never found him unless you got that information.